Bill Hendry.
Welcome back. It's another night of fun and frivolity here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we cover the waterfront here, baby. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show offering you a speedball of hillbilly humor here, news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot. If you are not a Backstage Pass member, you missed our pre-show tonight as I was regaling my BSPs on our video cast, which we have at philhendryshow.com, with my CD-ROM of the New York Times. And I'm going to get into this in our final hour of the show tonight, our news and information hour, Bud, with you and Robert.
Yes, it's pretty good what you was talking about, too.
I think so. And I'll tell you, it has to do with this. On this day in 1954, President Eisenhower signed a resolution inserting into the... What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Why don't you guys grow up a little bit, okay?
You said insert.
Oh, really? Oh, I get it.
I don't know, man. It sounded funny to me when I'm up.
Why don't you guys grow up?
It just sounded funny. You inserted it.
Yeah. Boy, what a couple of children, man. Anyway, President Eisenhower. I'm talking about something here. The President of the United States, okay?
Well, he isn't anymore, but I know what he was. But, okay.
President Eisenhower inserted into the Pledge of Allegiance by his signature the phrase under God, or the words under God. It's very interesting how that was treated by the generation of Americans living at the time in 1954. We'll talk about that when we have our news and information hour. I said with Bud and Robert, but they may not be here when we get to the news and information hour. By that point, I may have kicked their asses out of the studio. Hey, all right. Good for you, Phil. Thank you. Our number is 877-876. Phil on the line with me from Corona, California. Stephen Bozell, a construction contractor, the father of two, a husband, and a man right now who is at odds with one of the schools. It's a private school in Corona, California, CK Corona, which is one of these magnet schools. I think it's called a magnet school. I don't know if it's officially one, but it is also it's a school more to the point and more descriptively. It's a school for a highly achieving or high achieving students. And Mr. Bozell, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, thanks a lot, Phil. It's good to be on your program. Thank you.
Let's talk about your relationship with the school and what happened between you and your daughter that brought the school's attention to your house. And you also had a visit from Child Protective Services?
Yes, sir.
And that can't be a very pleasant experience.
No, it was humiliating. And I'll tell you, when I get done with the lawsuit that I'm filing, I heard you mentioning legal action and whether or not you can sue. Yes, you can, Mr. Hendry. You can sue someone if they defame you.
I was talking about Mr. Hank. We'll get into that. Are you suing them for defamation?
I am suing them for defamation, yes, sir, because my daughter said to me that I was disciplining her the way a Chinese, and I called that right away, the way a Chinese would do it. And
your daughter said that you were disciplining her. Now, I understand that you had smacked your daughter, and there was a visit from the police.
I did, yes, sir. And the visit from the police did not result in any arrest or anything. It was my daughter calling because she felt that I did not have the right to discipline her as a result of her language. The school got involved because they feel it's their business, which it's not. Then Child Protective Services gets involved because my own daughter calls them. And then finally, I had a visit from the police.
When did the police show up?
Well, on that night. So I misspoke a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't get Child Protective Services out there right away.
No, sir, I did not. But I did have the school call me the next day. And I will tell you that it was a tough road to hoe. It was a very tough road to hoe, but we came out on top. I feel my wife, I've had some patchwork to do in our family, but sometimes you have to take matters into your own hand.
All right, let's talk first of all about what happened.
Yes, sir. Okay. She had returned home from school, and I was in a I was in a meeting late, so I came home. The kids were home. My wife was home. She was cooking dinner, and I was sitting down talking to the kids in the kitchen when my daughter used a very unbelievably vulgar term that I did not appreciate, and I told her to stop. In fact, on two occasions, I told her that it was not anything I wanted her to say.
Is there anything you can tell us on the air?
I can tell you subsequent to it, but I can't. At the time, I could not do it.
No, but can you say it now?
Oh, yes, sir. She was using the word bush rod. And
the what is it?
Bush rod.
Bush rod. Okay. What is that?
Well, I didn't know, and I said to her that she's a young lady. I don't want to hear that kind of language. There had been the day before, there had been a story in the news concerning this Jerry Sandusky, and I was obviously on high alert, as is my wife, as I guess a lot of parents were, when it comes to your children, and what are they hearing, and who's putting their hands on them. I mean, Phil, when that Jerry Sandusky story broke, everybody that I know, every parent that I knew was on high alert, ready to... I can tell you very easily and very candidly, I was ready to kill somebody if I so much as heard anybody was harming my children.
All right, well, I mean, everybody was it was, when it first broke, there was all aspects, it was a terrible story, you're absolutely right. But it was happening in Pennsylvania, and it was very specific, but I know what you mean about the parents being on high alert. So your daughter comes home, she's using a term bush rod, and you're thinking about...
I'm thinking, where is she learning this filth?
And no, all right. I'm not familiar with the term, but if you tell me it's filth, okay, I can see how somebody might. But where did the smacking come in? Because this is where we got the Child Protective Services.
Yeah, well, that's correct. When I told her that I will not hear her say a word like that no more, and she gave me what I call, and I heard you refer to it on the show the other, the curl, what you know, they call the curl lip routine.
Now, the curled lip routine is what?
Well, I heard you mention it, Mr. Hamilton.
Well, one of my callers, what is that? One of my callers said it.
Well, a curled lip is when a young person who is adolescent, just newly adolescent, will look at you, cluck their tongue, go, or something like that, and then curl their lip and look at you like you're a freak in a zoo, is the best way I can...
All right, so they're sort of looking at you quizzically and as if you're kind of a weird ass. You call that a curled lip.
Yeah, curled lip routine is what my daughter gave me. I said, don't do that, April, and don't you use these terms. And she looks then over at my son, Steve, and he looked at his mother. When people start looking at each other like you're a zoo freak or you're, I don't mean to say a zoo, but, you know, when people start looking at each other like they're normal and you... or something on display at a zoo, that right there is a wrong move to make, especially with me. I won't stand for it.
Okay, so they were insulting you and making you feel, and she had used this word, your wife was not giving you any backup?
My wife was not giving me any backup at all. I said, did you hear the dirt that came out of your daughter's mouth? And my wife is looking at me like I just come off, you know, at feeding time at the zoo. So... I hauled off and I hit my daughter across the face with the back of my hand. I came back with a forehand. I guess the best way I can describe it, Mr. Hendry, I'm not proud of this, but she first of all used the dirt and then she looked at me like I was a monkey. And my wife did too.
And you didn't strike your wife?
No, I did not. No, I did not. I was very tempted to, I have to tell you. I was tempted to. I was so angry and upset with the Jerry Sandusky story and the fact that this filth was coming out of my daughter's mouth that I was willing to beat up my son, my daughter, and my wife. I wanted to trash the whole kitchen with them, using them. And that's how...
Well, it sounds to me like your emotions were completely unchecked and out of control, though. All right, and I get it about a daughter or a kid using filthy language, but you... All right, but you did not do what you did. You did smack your daughter...
I smacked her across the... I hit her once with a backhand, once with a forehand. I hit her again with a backhand, and then I hit her again. So I hit her four times And as I was saying that, as I said to her, this is for calling me a Chinese and for saying the words bushrod, which sounds filthy. And as her head was snapping from one side to the next, as her father, I felt bad. But as a disciplinarian, I knew that this is the only thing I could do. When she had laughed at me, when her mother stood there and looked at me like it was feeding time, you know, for the primates and her son, not her son, but my son, her brother.
You overreacted, in my opinion.
Okay, I didn't call up Mr. Andrew, though, to get your opinion up.
No, I know you're filing a lawsuit, but you overreacted. I mean, you got the school coming down on you. You have the Child Protective Services came in. Was your daughter bruised, or was she at all, was there any blood?
No, not at all. None. I reddened her face a little bit, but there was no bruising or anything like that. Because I let up a little bit as I went with the forehand and the backhand, I kind of eased up so there wouldn't be any bruising. I kind of, what I call it, was a stagger slap. So it just like it was hitting airwaves, and then it slowed down as it hit the face. But it was a strong enough slap so that her head was like going, if you could imagine a head going back and forth. And I have to be honest with you, I was satisfied. I felt good when I did it.
You felt good?
Yes, sir, because I felt like, not because I wanted to hurt her, but because I felt that she needed that.
All right, Steve, hang on for me, okay?
I beg your pardon, sir.
Would you hang on for me?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Okay, Stephen Bozell from Corona, California, whose daughter used what he... I don't know what... Would you look up this word, please?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it in the slang dictionary.
Bushrod. The daughter comes in using this term, and he smacks her around. Well, he got Child Protective Services. We're going to find out what the school did. Erica Dorton, who is the headmaster at that school, may be on the line with us, or at least some representative. And we'll come back with Stephen Bozell. A father and a daughter having a confrontation over the daughter's language and comparing her father to a Chinese man. And he finally slaps her around, and this becomes something that the police are looking into. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
God, it felt good.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Trudy Laneil is going to join us from CK Corona in Corona, California, to talk about the school's position on Mr. Bozell slapping his daughter. And I know, Steve, I'm not saying... You notice I didn't say assault. You weren't arrested. But the police did investigate. And the other thing was that the school and Child Protective Services came out, but that was as a result of a call from your daughter to Child Protective Services. Is that right? Can you turn, Steve, is that right?
Phil, I'm sorry. I had a very hard time hearing you.
Well, okay. Do we have Ms. Laneil on the phone?
Yeah, I've got Trudy Laneil there.
All right, Trudy, Ms. Laneil, are you there?
Hi, Phil. Good evening, and thank you very much, and welcome. And I say welcome to CK Corona.
Ms. Laneil, this is Stephen Bozell.
Hello, Stephen. How are you?
I'm very good, ma'am. I'm with Mr. Hendry here on the radio, on the Phil Hendry Show.
As I understand, right?
Well, let me ask her, Steve.
Okay.
Ms. Laneil, you are. What is your capacity? What is your job there?
Phil, I'm the head. I'm the assistant head. The assistant head principal, headmistress of the school.
You're the assistant principal?
That's correct, yes.
All right. And who is the principal?
The principal is Erica Dorton, and she's not available this evening, but I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Okay. Tell me why the school got involved with Mr. Bozell slapping his daughter.
We got involved because... The reason he had slapped this girl was because of a word that she had used. Now, the word bushrod is actually the name of the nephew of George Washington. And apparently in the history class, this is our eighth graders history class, this man was being discussed. Apparently there was something in the news having to do with President Washington with a signed copy of the Constitution.
I didn't know any of this. It's the first time that I'm hearing this.
Well, that's because you, Mr. Bozell, if you remember, I called your home.
You talked. Erica Norton had called my home and breathed into the receiver.
That's something that I'm just not familiar with. And
all right, let me just talk with Ms. Lanille here for a moment, Steve, okay, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Ms. Lanille, Bushrod, this word that the daughter, this is the name of someone?
Yes, Phil, this is the name. It's the given name of President George Washington's nephew. Bushrod Washington was the nephew, the daughter, he was the son of George Washington's sister, and, the son of George Washington's brother, who, the maiden name of George Washington's mother is Bushrod, surname, and so this was his given name, and it was very common in those days.
I want to say something when you're done.
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead.
Yes, well, Stephen, I tried to explain this to you.
No, hold on for just a minute here, Terry. Trudy, let me just talk to you, and then we'll get Stephen. So the name Bushrod is the given name of George Washington's nephew.
Yes, and this, I think, was, we tried to explain that. We sent the kids home, and they had study materials on this. I don't teach the class, but the woman and one of our staff members, Karen Halleck, is an outstanding American history teacher. She deals with our middle schoolers, and she is just wonderful. And so the young people, the students, were sent home with these study materials.
Okay. So Bushrod was not a vulgar name. It was the name of the nephew of George Washington's... It was the name of George Washington's nephew.
It was the name of George Washington's nephew, who he corresponded with, Phil, because... at that time, President Washington corresponded with this nephew on the adoption of the Constitution of the United States. And it was the president's opinion at that time. President Washington, I think this was before he was president, actually. It was right after the Constitution had been adopted and he was to become president, that he was offering opinions on this. And he was offering these opinions to his nephew. Bushrod Washington went on to become an associate justice of the Supreme Court, and he had a very distinguished career.
I need to jump in here.
Go ahead.
Lanille, you know that I said to you the name Bushrod can have a connotation. If you want to send my daughter home and you say to me that that is the name of the vice president, not the vice president.
Well, that was a mistake that you kept making, though. Stephen, you wanted to... You kept referring to him as the vice president. I said it's the nephew of the president.
I understand that, but, you know, the name Bushrod, you're telling me, is the name of a president. I've got a 13-year-old daughter. She's a middle school child. She is involved in all of the things that a young teenager wants to do. She's listening to the music. She's listening to the music. She's listening to the music. Always, 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 you know, and she wants to dress in the manner. And
we were talking. Can I say something?
I want to finish what I'm saying here. And so my daughter has come under the influence of this kind of culture where there's a lot of dirt and filth in the lyrics. When I heard her say Bushrod, and I said, what does that mean? And she said, she's laughing, and she's telling me it's a guy's name.
Well, I know, Stephen, because she thought it was a funny question.
Well, she might have thought it was a funny question, but when I asked it again and she was laughing, that's when she got the back of my hand, the front of my hand, the back of my hand, the front of my hand, okay?
Well, in conversation that I had with you and with Erica Dorton and with the Los Angeles County Sheriff, that was not the proper response. Now, I know that they did not take you into custody, but I think that kind of unrestrained flailing, using your hand to slap that child around, was just wrong.
No, it was not.
Well, hold on for a minute, because I got to jump in now. The name, it's a name, Steve. It was not a vulgar name. It's not a vulgar word. It was a man's name.
You know, you can tell me all you want, and I don't buy it.
Are you saying that I'm lying to you?
I'm not saying anything other than I think it's a very convenient thing to say when a 13-year-old girl comes to the front door of a house and starts talking about Bushrod, and I say to her, what's it mean? And she won't tell me, and that's when I go ahead and give her the back of the hand, the front of the hand, the back of the hand, and that's how I described it to you.
Well, you did describe it in a way that I thought was very disturbing.
All right, hold on, and we're going to come back with Stephen Bozell. We also have Trudy Lanille from CK Corona on Stephen slapping his daughter after she used the word bushrod, which brought the police, Child Protective Services, and the school down on him. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
What do you mean by that?
Phil Henry.
Nobody's going to use that word.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry here along with Stephen Bozell, a father and a husband and whose daughter attends CK Corona in Corona, California. He had an altercation with his daughter. He disciplined her in a manner that had the school concerned and also had the interest of the police. We have Trudy Lanille on the phone. She is a member of the administration there. Ms. Lanille, when you came... The school visited. Is that unusual, first of all?
I don't know, Phil. I want to say that I think our school is unique. We're really, really a hands-on school. We keep our eye on not only our students, we do keep an eye. We have a partnership with our parents, and we expect our parents, as they expect us to live up to our contract as teachers, we do expect our parents to behave in a way that is supportive of the children. When Mr. Bozell slapped his daughter repeatedly for using the word bushrod, I said to him, this is the name of a man, but I also said to you, Steve, and you probably remember this, I said, even if it was a vulgar term.
Well, yeah, you said, even if it meant what I thought it meant, I had no business putting my hands on my daughter, and I should have backed off and consider, you know, all the stuff you said, I just don't get.
Well, are you saying that you had every right to slap your daughter if it meant what you thought it meant?
All right, well, hold on for a minute. If it didn't mean that, though, but you're saying even if it was vulgar?
He had no right to assault a female, right away, it's his daughter. She's a female. So that is a completely different case. Now she becomes the province, I think, of a lot of women, because we've seen how women have been dealt with, Phil. So naturally, the faculty and the staff at the school became involved. And
but why did you become involved? Because she was a female?
Because she was an at-risk female and representative of women, as we represent women.
That's what I mean. They came in and they started talking to me like I was just some kind of a monkey in a zoo. And
you used that term, monkey in a zoo, repeatedly, and that's not how we treated you.
But wait a minute. You're saying that you got involved because now we're talking about man versus woman, not father overly disciplining a daughter.
Yeah, in a word, yes. Now we're talking about something that is it's another level. It is a new paradigm. It is something we teach at CK Corona, which is woman for woman. And our daughters, as we call them, all of our female students, we call our daughters, take a very, very quick historical perspective on women that have fought back.
Oh, boy. Okay, 877-876-PHIL is our number. Let's go to a phone call here. On the line, we have Eric. Eric, go ahead. You're on with Steve Bozell and Trudy Lanille. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to say, first of all, I'm 29 years old. I worked recently at a comic shop, so I mean, on a regular basis, I deal with people that, as far as the average person goes, are somewhat immature. And I can just tell you, if I went in,
Where did you say that you work? You work at a.
Well, you work at a comic shop.
I worked at a comic book shop.
Okay.
And I can tell you, a lot of the guys there, you know, they have immature senses of humor. And I can tell you this, if I came in there and I told them that I'd been, you know, reading history and found out that a nephew of George Washington was named Bushrod, they immediately would have been laughing. I mean, it's
right.
Historically accurate, and a lot of names from the past are not things that we would consider naming people these days, just because of the connotations that they tend to have now. I mean, you can't really expect a group of middle schoolers to hear a name like that without getting giggles and snickers. It's the same reaction you would get from, you know, Dick Army or Lincoln's son Willie. Like, you know, there are things that are euphemisms.
You see,
middle schoolers are going to laugh about it.
Right, but that was my point, Mr. Henry, was, and to this gentleman, okay, right there is a red flag for me. If my daughter, a 13-year-old girl, finds the name Bushrod to be evocative of something, you know, giggly.
I agree with you on that point. If your daughter is into that type of humor, that is sort of a red flag. Now, I personally don't agree with the physical punishment part of it, but not because it's a male versus female thing, but just because, you know, the way I was raised was more, you know, grounding and prohibiting me from doing things that I wanted.
I want to ask a question here. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Eric, but I want to ask Ms. Lanille, this male versus female, what is that, you know?
I think this man's making a very good point, though.
No, I know that, but... first of all, Steve, you slapped your daughter because you saw her giggling.
Well, yes, I did. And if my daughter, and I want to just make this point, if my daughter started thinking about Bushrod in the way that you and I and everybody now, you know, and she's all high, she thinks that's all sexy. And I mean, you can imagine how I just came, I lost control of myself because my own 13-year-old daughter's thinking about Bushrod and all this. And I just started wailing on her. And as I said, if I could have, I would have just beat up all my wife and my...
See, that's the part that bothers me, Mr. Henry. That's what we've talked to Stephen about. And it's doubly bad because we have to stand united as women.
That's the part I don't get. What is this stand united as women?
Well,
it's not about male versus female, though. I mean, to say that you would treat him differently because he struck a female child versus a male child, I mean, it's sexist. It's, if you believe it's child abuse, you believe it's child abuse. But to say you would get involved over a female versus a male, I mean,
it's a war.
It's
you know, there's a term that.
Yeah. So why is it, as this man was saying, why is that more significant? Or why does it take on added significance?
It is a war, Phil. Not a war. It is a struggle.
Let me ask you this. If a woman had slapped, if it was Mrs. Bozell slapped that girl.
Well, that's a woman dealing with a daughter, and there's a lot of jealousy issues. And women are going to strike other women. Mothers are going to strike their daughters. In that sense, it's very healthy because what you're doing is you're saying, listen, if I may use the word, because I... Listen, bitch, this is my house, not yours.
Oh, okay, so what if I do it?
You do it, Mr. Bozell. Now it's, as the kids like to say, now it's on. Now every woman is concerned.
Wait a minute. That to me sounds really unfair.
And the other thing, what about you call me, I'm Chinese.
So what are you suing me for?
I'm suing you, ma'am, for calling me a Chinese.
That's not a suable thing.
Why did you call him that?
Because I thought he was acting like a totalitarian kind of Asian Pacific father. They have disciplining procedures over there that are all wrong.
Eric, I appreciate your call, man. Do you have anything to add? Or are you stunned?
I am.
I'm stunned.
I disagree with the violent aspect of it, but you know, it is to be expected that, you know, kids are going to giggle at these type of things. And the school has to be aware of that, too. When you're explaining these things, you have to understand that, you know, I'm sure in the class there was giggling when that went on. And you kind of have to nip that thing a little bit in the bud when it gets started. Be like,
I realize it's euphemistic,
but, I mean, it's a serious topic. And, I mean, you know, making
very
a joke out of it is immature.
Very much so.
Well, there's a sexual freedom issue. If a woman cannot say Bushrod, no matter how vulgar it may appear, And then a man decides that he wants to exert some control. We've got a problem there.
No. Anyway, Eric.
I don't agree with this treatment. I don't believe in striking children, regardless of their sex.
We don't have a problem with the mother doing
that. I mean, if you would be fine with a woman striking a daughter or a man striking a son, I mean, you can't just have a double standard about it. If he was the primary disciplinarian.
Yeah, right. The question here is it all right for the mother to strike her?
If the mother had struck her because she said Bushrod, she'd be saying to her the following thing. Listen, we are sexually liberated. Don't go spilling the secrets, you know.
What secrets?
The Bushrod thing. But if the father does it, now it becomes a violent reprisal against coming from this
striking
class
someone
of men.
Is a violent reprisal, regardless of who's striking.
Not if it's the mother.
Oh, come on.
I mean,
well, that's just
that's a double standard.
I beat my daughter one night, and I'm not proud of this. I beat her almost to death. You know why? Because she presumed to tell me how to garner the attraction of a man. And we were talking about clothing. And I said to her, this is something you will learn slowly from the alpha females in the pack. But don't you dare tell me.
You beat her almost to death.
Yes.
And you're not in jail?
If you were the man who struck your child and it was a reverse situation and, you know, he was an authority figure at the school, I mean, wouldn't you think it was somewhat presumptuous of him to tell, to get involved and tell you that,
I don't understand.
What he could do?
I'm just saying that my father was the chief of police. If that's what you're asking me, yes, that's how I got away with it.
So your father covered up as the chief of police of this town. Listen, Eric, I'm going to let you go, man. I appreciate your call. 877-876-PHIL. I'm trying to fathom this.
See that right there, that to me.
Well, Mr. Bozell, I want to talk to Mr. Hendry. I don't think you're qualified to have this discussion.
I may not, but that right there, though, it don't seem fair.
Hold on, Steve. You almost beat your daughter to death because she was telling you about sex and you didn't like the fact that she was lording it over you and you were the alpha female in the pack. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. And you were not prosecuted because your father was the chief of police.
That is correct, yes. What? I don't understand the problem.
You beat her to death?
I did not beat her to death. I beat her up. I said I almost beat her to death is a figurative phrase. I was really angry. And I began striking her in the kitchen, and it carried outside to the porch. We wound up on the front lawn, It was a moment. Neighbors had to pull us apart. We got back into the house and it started again. And it kept going for another 45 minutes. We lost, Phil, a lot of very expensive furniture. My father, a set of china.
Wait. What, are you talking about a fight you're having with your daughter?
I'm talking about a fight I had with my daughter brought on by her presumption that she's going to dictate to me the alpha female, what the sexual priorities are. Now, I said, but I'm saying, if a man did that, I'd have him arrested. I would gladly gut him and disembowel him myself. That's how I feel. I know that doesn't sound fair.
Well, that's the biggest load. Man, I can't tell you how much that load smells.
Whatever that means.
No, I'll tell you something. I agree with him. 877-876-PHIL. Do we have Erica Dorton?
Yeah.
So we're going to talk with her, too. Trudy Lanille from CK Corona, talking about beating up her own daughter. But no, the father can't do that, so there's that problem. Number two, Steve beat up or slapped his daughter because she used the term Bushrod, but that's the name of George Washington's nephew, so Steve was wrong there. I'm losing track of the issues here, but I'll tell you one thing. The idea that a man may not slap a female child, but the mother may, that's a whole new one on me. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
So much I want to say.
Hold on.
We got to get back to Bushrod.
famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL as we welcome you back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. And we had an interesting conversation here off air with Mr. Bozell.
You had to add that?
No, I did not.
Hold on. Stephen Bozell and Trudy Leniel.
Stephen has made the claim that our one of the, well, our headmistress, Erica Dorton, has called your home?
Yes, ma'am. She's called my home on occasions.
But she has never identified herself. This is the problem that we're having with Mr. Bozell. I think that Mr. Bozell has every right to be involved in our school, and but he has a daughter, and his daughter is obviously the his daughter, and she is the daughter of his wife. That's where, you know, we've tried to tell Mr. Bozell, it's very important that when you have a daughter, you have to understand that you give it over to the Alpha, which is a part of our curriculum.
What does that mean, give it over to the Alpha?
Well, I can answer that. When you're a parent at CK Corona, all the male parents go through indoctrination at about 2 days in the main gym plaza. It's in the main school plaza. It's also in the gym where you learn that to give over to the Alpha is to allow the females to to allow the female unit, and that means the female teachers as well as the female mothers, all the females hold precedence in terms of parenting.
So does that mean?
In other words, Mr. Henry, that I am higher up on the pack, if you will, in the pecking order of the pack, than Mr. Bozell is when it comes to disciplining his daughter.
Wait. You're not even this child's blood relation.
It doesn't matter, Mr. Henry. You have to understand how far women have come. We've got a lot further to go, and we cannot allow men, as much as I like Stephen personally, he represents a threat that is savage. It is...
You're talking to another threat that's savage. That's me. I'm a man.
That is correct, yes.
Do you have no respect for men at all?
We have enormous respect for men. Absolutely, but we cannot forget the natural... order of things.
And I gave over to the I gave over to the Alpha. You remember I gave over to the Alpha. I gave it up. And I gave it up in ways that I never thought I would.
Because you had resisted, Stephen. And
I don't know what language you guys are talking. You're talking a whole...
Right. When you give up to the Alpha, it's a ritual at CK Corona where all of the fathers, the male fathers, have to swap role. I became feminine, and Ms. Leniel here became male. And I gave over for, think about how long.
You gave over for 20 minutes.
Okay, I gave it up for 20 minutes.
I don't even, what does that mean, gave over or gave it up?
It is a part of the ritual. It is a CK Corona. We're a private school, so you are, you know, that's our business. There's nothing, absolutely nothing improper about it. It's consensual.
It's consensual. So I've got a school here.
Wait, Mr. Henry, I'm not finished yet.
Well, yes, you are, Ms. Leniel, because I want to say something here.
All right, goodbye.
So, in other words, she hung up because she couldn't dominate the conversation. Is that it?
Yes, sir. That's generally how they work.
So, another... Oh, boy, what up?
I got Erica Dorton.
Okay, now, before you talk to this Erica Dorton...
That's Erica Dorton on the phone?
Yeah.
All right.
No, Mr. Henry, can I say something?
What?
Before you talk to this Erica Dorton, you have to remember that she has called my home repeatedly. I've tried to get the police involved on this. See, the police will come and talk to me because I let a little steam off, and I flailed and wailed away on my daughter's face. I got to tell you, I don't want to hurt my daughter. I love her very much, but just the idea of backhand, forehand, backhand, forehand, backhand, forehand. And I was saying that. I was repeating that to myself, and that's when, you know, that's when Dave Sugarman and his son pulled me off of her. But
wait just a minute here.
Can I finish though, Mr. Henry?
No, hold on for just a sec. Backhand, forehand.
Well, you think it's funny, okay? So my daughter's laughing about Bushrod.
Wait a minute, man. What were you doing?
Well, is that you? Because you just went,
wait a minute, man.
Okay, Mr. Bozell, I'm trying to be patient here with a whole lot of really bizarre stuff that I'm hearing. Get this Dorton on the phone.
You don't want to talk to her.
Is that right? Get her on the phone.
All right, but she hadn't really said anything.
What is that supposed to mean, she hasn't said anything? This is Erica Dorton, who's the headmaster at, the headmistress, rather, at CK Corona. Ms. Dorton, how are you? Ms. Dorton, it's Phil Hendry. Ms. Dorton, is that, are you there?
She probably hung up.
Is she there?
No, the line went dead.
Okay, bud, if this is your friends again.
No, I swear to God, she said it was a two or what?
Mr. Hendry, if you let me say something.
What?
That is Erica Dorton. That's what she done to me 2 weeks ago on Tuesday. She did it about 3 weeks ago this coming up on this Monday night. About 10:15 at night, I was getting ready to go to bed. I kind of remember because I had a Dr. Scholl, I had some Dr. Scholl foot powder that I was, and I was putting it on my socks. I was laying it into my shoes. I was basically trying to just disinfect all my shoes. And she called me up 3 times.
And she's breathing into the phone.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we've talked a whole hour about your daughter getting smacked around by you, about Bushrod, about the alpha male, about giving it over. You got Dorton who's breathing into the phone. Dude, if I were you, I'd get my kids out of that school.
I'd love to, believe me. But the price is right.
Yeah. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show with more here. And don't forget, we're online at philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. Watch our live streaming video of the show and enjoy yourself. Yeah. Oh, episode 8 of our podcast is out as of this very moment. Check
Phil
it out.
Hendry.